A lot of us have been disappointed when what we expected did not happen. For some, it was a pay rise, for some, a promotion. To avoid this from happening, it is best to set realistic job expectations. It is not as hard as you might expect. Basically, you have to consider only five aspects. The first of these is job security, the knowledge that you are likely to keep your job. It's a fact that no one is indispensable. What you should be looking for is a field where you are able to provide immense value to an organization. This, together with being available, means that there is little motivation to replace you. The secret to being successful and secure in a job is to be the person who does more than what is expected from them. To do this, develop deep knowledge about an important subject. As you become an expert in a critical skill that no one else in the firm has, your value to the firm increases dramatically. Now let's see the second aspect, career growth. Among the usual reasons why people quit their current job is that they find out that their employer doesn't give them opportunities for career growth. This is something you must discuss with a potential employer already during interviews and in the first few days of being employed. By communicating this aspect to your boss, you are more likely to be prepared for what the future holds in terms of your career growth. The third aspect to consider is skills and knowledge enhancement. You may not realize it now, but later on in your career, you will long for continuous development in terms of your skills and knowledge. You will want to join training courses and seminars because these things will be important to your career success. Find out what programs you would need in order to better yourself and consider whether it is possible to attend these. The next item on the list is work-life balance. Even if we try to avoid it, there will be times when work will get in the way of our personal life and vice versa. We may be so busy with tasks that we are no longer able to spend time with family and friends. This is something you need to be ready for, and you need to make plans on how to go about it when it happens. Everybody needs time to think, relax, and give themselves a break. Otherwise, their productivity will decrease. And finally, workplace culture adaptation. In any company, there is always such a thing called workplace culture, and this will have a huge impact on you. To prepare yourself for this, there are two things you can do. One is to spend some time researching the company you are planning to work for and the culture that they have in order to see if the company really matches your values and aims. And the second is to adapt and adjust.